Holmes spoke at the dedication of the Christ Church of Religious Science in Whittier, California in 1959. And today it's known as the Harmony Center for Spiritual Living. And just for those of you who are want a little reminder of the some of the dates in Holmes's life, this dedication in 1959 was about a year before he made his transition. So there are about 400 people there in attendance. You can imagine the church was probably packed. And while he was speaking, he had what's known as a cosmic consciousness experience. And in his own words, he said the whole church and the people there became a pool of light. And then when he started leaving the podium, when he was done, he stumbled a bit, but then he recovered. And he described the experience as having the sensation of heading up to the roof of the church while looking down at himself while talking. Can you imagine that? I don't know how he was able to talk and go through that as well. And later on, it was referred to by a gentleman named William Hart as the greatest illumination of Holmes's lifetime. And for those of you that might be curious, this talk was recorded and you can go listen to it on YouTube. There's no video other than a picture of Holmes. It's well worth listening to because you can definitely hear a change in his voice when he makes that when he transitions to the cosmic consciousness state. Now, I was a practitioner in training years ago when I heard about this experience. And because I had myself a near-death experience when I was a teenager, probably 17 at the time, I was in the hospital and just they had given me some medication. I stopped breathing. And when I heard about this cosmic consciousness experience, I thought it was a near-death experience, but that's not really true. And the two experiences are very different because as I began doing research to prepare for this talk, I realized there are differences between a near-death experience and this. So I was so excited. I listened to a lot of YouTube videos and I dug into the Science of Mind textbook, and I'll be quoting from that later on. Normally I don't do that. But one of the things that became clear to me was that Holmes probably had an infinite number of cosmic consciousness experiences based on what you read in the textbook, the Science of Mind textbook. So according to the textbook, cosmic consciousness is the perception of unity with the whole. It's a supreme intuitive knowledge of the divine order beyond and above the intellectual faculty of comprehension. It's a self-knowingness of God through man. The greater the consciousness of God, the more complete is the realization of the true self or our divine reality. And this really excited me because, you know, that our first step of treatment is God is all there is. And that's when you're in that state, you are in a wonderful state of consciousness. And remember, we live with God within us all the time. So in other words, it's not an intellectual exercise, but it's one of the heart and the soul. One of the early writers on this particular subject, a gentleman named Dr. Burke, says that we need to distinguish between psychic revelations and cosmic consciousness. So I'm going to walk you through a bit of that. So an animal has an intelligence which directs its actions and tells it where to go to find food and shelter and where there might be danger. You and I would call this instinct, but a man, we call this intuition. And it's a more highly developed form of instinct. Well, I'm not sure I totally agree with that, but anyhow, that's what the book says. Intuition is God in man, revealing to him the realities of being. And just as instinct guides the animal, so does intuition guide man if he's willing to do so. So the highest mental practice is to listen to the inner voice and declare its presence. We need to acknowledge its presence within us every day, hourly. Just acknowledge it. And the more we are aware of this, the fuller our life will be. Let's see, end of the quote. Of course, the first part of treatment formula is that we recognize that God is all there is. It's with God is within us and within everybody, within my dog, within all the cats and the mice that run through my house. And I mean, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's amazing. And through meditation and prayer, we can access this because, as the textbook says, the greater the awareness of God, the more complete of our divine nature. And I don't know about you guys, but I love it when I sit quietly and I connect and I just feel this expansion. And that's what it's all about. So here's what you might be feeling when you have a cosmic consciousness experience: joyfulness, a revelation of the purpose and meaning and aliveness of the universe, a sense of immortality, a loss of the fear of death, and an absence of the concept of sin. Extraordinary light is definitely a part of this experience. And as happened in the Holmes experience, cosmic consciousness may feature an experience of being immersed in a flame or rose-colored cloud, or perhaps a sense of the mind in itself as being filled with a cloud or haze. So this seems to describe what Holmes went through at the Whittier Church. And what fascinates me is that all the material I just read to you was written in the textbook long before he had his cosmic consciousness experience. So it was a big part of his life. He was probably experiencing that as he wrote this textbook. I don't know if you're familiar with the Science of Mind textbook, but I know when I first started reading it in my practitioner training, I felt like I was flying. It just made me feel so light when I would read it. So that evening after the event at Whittier, he spent hours talking about this with George Bendel, who was the co-author of the book we're covering this year, The Anatomy of Healing Prayer. But he asked that George not share this information. So I don't know if that was maybe the first time Holmes had experienced that cosmic consciousness in front of others or what was going on. But as you read through the textbook, like I say, you know, he probably had a lot of experiences like this. And getting back to the thought I had that Holmes was having a near-death experience, years ago when I was first heard about this, all the reading I did on the subject of consciousness, I realized that the two things are entirely different. And from research I've done on the subject, and I listened to a lot of videos on the subject of near-death experiences, it's a very personal thing. And cosmic consciousness is very impersonal. It's like magnifying yourself like millions of times over. So normally you encounter people, or you know, when I've heard about the experience, you hear about encounters with people that you have known in your past, and you often have a sense of going through a tunnel towards the light as you depart. And that for me was the experience I had, was I stopped breathing and I could feel myself lifting out of my body and I could see a lot of light. I just kept moving. And there were some beings there, and I don't know who they were. At the time, I think I had one grandparent that had moved on, but I didn't know of other people that had died that maybe I would have seen at that age. I was 17 at the time. But, you know, like a near-death experience, cosmic consciousness does contain light, but there's more of a sense of oneness with everything. And like I said, a near-death experience is a very personal thing. And during this experience, you're not entering a tunnel, although both experiences kind of include leaving the body. So like Holmes, I'm from New England. I tend to have short talks. It doesn't mean I'm not enthusiastic, but I wanted to close with a brief meditation. So if you want to close your eyes for a moment, say, I see God in all people. I see God manifest in all things. I'm an instrument of the divine presence. I'm now released to this inner peace. It flows through my entire being, releasing and dissolving all problems. And this is the peace that passes all understanding. And when I read that, I just feel this immense amount of joy within me. And I think this is what it's all about, is feeling that joy, the light, the expansion, and the knowingness that we are one with all that is.